The sounds of busy recyclers at the Prince George BBK Bottle Depot just off Highway 16. The depot has plans to expand its business, including an indoor section for customers to escape the cold, more storage space, and maybe even room for school field trips. But some people in the neighborhood are saying no way to way more recycling. Daybreak's Andrew Curiata joins us in the studio to crack open this bottle of a story. Good morning to you, Andrew.
Good morning, Robert.
And you braved the weather. You made it in okay?
I did.
So what is it that the Bottle Depot wants to do?
Well, basically, they say they want to make the building more pleasant. As it stands, if you bring in your bottles to recycle, you stuck outdoors. Customers, they come up to the window, they hand their bottles in. That means in the winter, like yesterday, today, they're standing out in the cold. In the summer, they're out in the heat and the sun. Here's Bottle Depot owner Austin Kim explaining his plans for expansion.
We are only expand to provide a better customer service. Once they enter in, it's going to look like it's not a recycling depot. It looks like it's almost look like it's a clean place that you wanted to have your lunch. And when people come in, when kids come in, and when, you know, have any kind of questions on recycling or anything like that, we are happy to show them around how it's done.
So the new design will help people escape the cold. Like you say, we could see more storage space, more room for school field trips. That, to me, sounds like it'd be good for the community. So what's the problem?
Well, neighbors who are nearby don't want the depot to expand, and in fact, they think it's too big already. There's traffic issues that they attribute to the depot, but more importantly, they say it's attracting crime. I spoke to Ron Gobin. He lives just down the street. This is what he had to say.
We are have major concerns with the traffic congestion that's occurring down there. It's the theft that's occurring in all our neighborhood, and we're not talking about somebody knocking on the door from Boy Scouts or Girl Guides looking for bottles. We're talking about derelicts with their shopping carts breaking our fences and coming into our yards. Neighborhood women have had to physically chase them off the property. One way or the other, if they don't take your bottles, they'll take everything else that's in your property. Your extension cords for your vehicles aren't safe. They disappear too. It's a high crime rate now, and that's what that Bottle Depot's brought us.
All right, but believe it or not, that's not even what Ron is the most worried about. This is what else he had to say.
That building was designed as a car lot sales. I have no idea how far they've pushed the electrical system to run the business that they have at hand. Nor am I concerned about that in general, is that nobody can guarantee us that that building can't catch fire one day. And at any given night, what is left in that building? I'm fearful because that is computer parts, plastics, all things that are not toxic on their own, but let them burn and they will kill anybody in sight. Now that thing, if you look out my window, is less than 400 feet from my bedroom. Now, I'm very uncomfortable with this.
So Ron Gobin, obviously with the whole slew of concerns, sounds to him like it's pretty serious. What has the neighborhood done so far?
They started a petition with all these concerns in it. They got about 60 signatures for that, and they presented this petition to City Council this past Monday. Basically, they're looking for ways that they can stop this project.
Now, I'm also curious, what does the owner of the Bottle Depot think of Ron's and I guess the other neighbors' claims then?
Well, I asked him. I asked Austin about this. Remember, he's the owner of the Bottle Depot, and this is what he had to say.
We are just an easy target, just because we do have a Bottle Depot in here, and people, we attract those people. I don't really think that that's too fair of a statement to make, and it's not like we are open 24/7. What I hear from some of the concerns were, you know, there's people trying to steal stuff from there. Is it just really just because we have a Bottle Depot out here? I think that's just a little too much to take. Sometimes it hurts. Yes, that really hurts, because all I'm trying to do is just better serve the customers. That's all.
Adrian Kim, the owner of the Bottle Depot. So we have a community divided, an owner that was wondering why the discontent. What happens next there, Andrew?
Well, the issue came before council this past Monday, And it looks like it might be a done deal. They did approve the expansion. It was a close vote. There was 5 in favor, 4 opposed, and a fair amount of debate. But that was the third reading. So it looks like at this point it will go ahead. But Ron and the other neighbors are hopeful they can still stop this from happening. For example, if they're able to prove an expansion would bring too much traffic to the area, the plans might have to go back to the drawing board. So this is definitely a story that we'll be keeping our eyes on.
Definitely not going to go away anytime soon. Thanks a lot, Andrew, for sharing this story with us.
You're welcome.
Daybreak's Andrew Criatta filling us in on the ongoings of BBK Bottle Depot versus, well, its neighbors. And we'd like to hear from you, your thoughts on the story. Perhaps you live in the community, the neighborhood. Perhaps you live in the neighborhood and you're for the expansion. We'd like to hear from you. Open up, please. Call our listener line, 1-866-340-1932. You can also email us at daybreaknorth@cbc.ca.